Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus, free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This hour is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today.
Ladies and gentlemen, joining us now is a man who's got a massive brain.
Mike Florio.
He used to be a lawyer, then he decided to take his talents to the internet.
NBC Sports.
I'm sorry I'm late. I was talking to Robert Kraft.
That isn't the time for an airing of grievances.
Pro Football Talk.
I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it.
On Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
He joins us via the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. The NFL never sleeps. And Mike Florio does sometimes. He is the creator and editor-in-chief of Pro Football Talk. He also joins us on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670thescore. Mike, how are you on this Wednesday?
Doing great today. How are you?
Well, Marshall, a noted Steelers supporter. What would you call your love for the Steelers?
I'm not a Steelers supporter. I'm a guy who sees opportunities and takes advantage of them. And I like what the Steelers have done to a degree this offseason, but I am trying to understand the whys behind this latest deal that we've seen between the Steelers and the Dolphins. Mike, what can you tell us about how this all came to be and what it means for both teams?
You know, not long after the Dolphins made it clear that they were going to be moving on from Jalen Ramsey, just 7 months after giving him a contract that made him the highest paid player in the league at his position, someone told me, watch the Steelers because Aaron Rodgers and Jalen Ramsey are friends and they work out together. And of course, I dismissed that because I thought even the Steelers in their full-blown desperation this year aren't going to make that move and pay Jalen Ramsey that kind of money. But they were able to pick up Ramsey and Jonnu Smith and move on from Minkah Fitzpatrick. And there was just enough awkwardness that bubbled to the surface last year with Minkah Fitzpatrick, and Mike Tomlin, the coach of the Steelers, does a great job of keeping that stuff under wraps. But it makes sense now. Fitzpatrick out, maybe some addition by subtraction, Ramsey and Smith in, and just the latest move for a team that is behaving unlike I have ever seen it behave. I have been in and around Pittsburgh my entire life. The Steelers have never acted this way. They are desperate to end what is an 8-year streak of not winning a playoff game. That's the longest streak they've ever had. without winning a playoff game from the time they first won a playoff game in December of 1972.
Mike, help me understand the relationship between Minka Fitzpatrick and the Steelers. Did it dissolve? What happened there?
There was just like you would get weird comments and there was speculation that there was just something, whether it was commitment, whether it was effort, whether it was relationships, whether it was whatever. There was just something that was kind of weird and we never got our fingers on it. But that's what Mike Tomlin is so good at doing, keeping things that for other teams would explode into an avalanche of dysfunction. He keeps that stuff under control. And look, Fitzpatrick wanted out of Miami back during the time that they were trying to tank to get Joe Burrow. He didn't want anything to do with a losing team. He got traded to Pittsburgh then, and now he's back in Miami. Different environment there, but we'll see. We'll see, because, you know, what tends to happen with Steelers players that they've decided they want to move on from, they go to the next stop, and they don't necessarily work out.
Yeah, we know a thing or two about that, Mike. Does the name Chase Claypool ring a bell to you? Because we had that experience, or whatever that was, and lost pick number 32 in the process.
And it's going to be a great experiment this year with George Pickens, because Pickens was even more of an obvious problem for Mike Tomlin from an attitude standpoint. I mean, Pickens' talent is undeniable, but so was Claypool's. But something kept him from reaching his potential. And now with Pickens in Dallas, we can watch him. We can watch Minka Fitzpatrick. A couple of key players the Steelers have moved on from in this effort to get better. I think they believe on each side of the ball, that was a guy that needed to go in order for them to get to the playoffs and win a playoff game for the first time since 2016.
Mike Florio, the creator and editor-in-chief of Pro Football Talk, joining us here on Raheemy and Harrison. The biggest news since the last time we talked to Mike, the big trade between the Steelers and the Dolphins, Jalen Ramsey going one way to the Pittsburgh Steelers, and then the other way, Minka Fitzpatrick. My question is, what's next for the Steelers in terms of T.J. Watt and his future? Because you said it, they're not looking into trading him yet, but there's a door open, in your opinion?
NFL media said the other day that the Steelers have no intention to trade TJ Watt. Now, that is often the kiss of death. When a team says or makes it known it has no intention to trade a player, that's an invitation to change our minds. You know, if a guy is truly untouchable, the team doesn't say no intention. The team says, are you serious? Are you high? Is there something? Why would you even suggest that we would trade this player? Of course we're not trading this player. Please ask us a question that has any relevance to what we're doing. It's that kind of indignance. Like the Chiefs would never say they have no intention to trade Patrick Mahomes. They would just laugh at the possibility. So I think there's an opportunity there. The problem is it's so late in the game. If they would trade him, and I'm told there's still a huge gap between what he wants and what the Steelers have offered. I'm told he's prepared for anything that may happen, including leaving if it comes down to it. I think that's a trade you got to make in March so your remaining players can get their brains around the idea that they're not going to have the heart and soul of the team. You got to go through an offseason program with the guys who are going to be stepping up and taking over. Now, again, Mike Tomlin, his skills include waving a magic wand and getting guys on the same page quickly. But if Watt would get traded between now and the start of the regular season, that would be the kind of a mental and emotional blow that would be very hard for the other players to overcome, even with Aaron Rodgers showing up. And if I'm Rodgers and I've just shown up and I took a pay cut to come here, I want you to keep TJ Watt. I don't want you to trade him for draft picks next year. Those don't do me any good. TJ Watt does me good this year.
Yeah, that was my thought on this was, you don't make these efforts for a guy like Aaron Rodgers and then not take TJ Watt seriously. But I think the part of it is how Trey Hendrickson factors into all of this, how we saw the other pass rush contracts factor into it. And I think trying to interpret how much of this is actual desire and how much of it is the path to get what you need.
Well, the last time around, TJ Watt did a hold-in with the team's consent. And right before it was time to get ready for week one, they made him the highest paid defensive player in the NFL at that point at $28 million per year in new money. He makes $21 million or thereabouts this year, and he's going to want to get and deserves to get to the top of the stack again. Right now it's $40 million with Myles Garrett. There's an interesting dynamic with Micah Parsons because at this point, if I'm Watt, I want to wait to see what Parsons gets. If I'm Parsons, I want to wait to see what Watt gets. That could make this thing slow down from both teams' perspectives and players' perspectives. But I think Watt is going to want to get to 40. And the Steelers have to ask themselves, are we possibly going to make a financial commitment to a guy that could be on the front end of the inevitable decline? I don't know. And I wouldn't make that bet against TJ Watt, but I think the reason the Steelers haven't done the deal yet is because I don't know this, but I just think common sense would tell us there's got to be some internal discussion and disagreement about whether or not they want to go top of market again with TJ Watt this far into his career.
We're talking to Mike Florio, the editor-in-chief of Pro Football Talk on Raheemy and Harris on 670 The Score.
Mike, I'm looking at the various articles, and you do such a great job of looking out at all the different things going on in football and things related to football. One of the things that caught my eye was this article that you wrote yesterday about the Senate version of the mega bill that's trying to be passed, going back now to the House of Representatives, and how that might affect gambling. And I think a lot of people will be interested in what you found and what you wrote about. Can you explain how this bill would change how sports gambling effectively works in the U.S.?
And this was something that bubbled up last night. One of our writers, Shireen Williams, passed the link along to a video of a guy who was explaining that the Big Beautiful Bill has a provision in there that caps the losses that a gambler can declare at 90%, not 100%. So if you make $100,000 in gambling winnings and you have $100,000 in gambling losses, you can only declare $90,000, not $100,000. So you've got $10,000 in income, even though you made nothing. And the thinking is, if this ends up in the final version that is signed into law, it becomes a disincentive to be a professional gambler. And I look at it as a roundabout favor to the sports books and the casinos, because professional gamblers tend to win. Let's scare away the people who tend to win. Let's make it harder to make a living at gambling. And that's essentially slamming the casino door, hanging up the phone at the, you know, at the, well, it'll send them back to the bookies, but it'll all go off the grid and it'll all be hidden. I think that's the concern if this goes through, because I don't think people are going to stop gambling, but they'll stop doing it in a way that has the winning and the loss reported on their federal tax papers.
Yeah, there's a lot of Easter eggs, if you want to call them that. Rotten eggs. There's a lot in this bill that I think people don't even realize, and that is a big part of it. How do you foresee also just the attitude of the NFL owners when it comes to this? Because I think that's important too. It's something that I'm sure is very top of mind to them overall, regardless of what the rest of us who aren't, say, billionaires think about it.
Well, and you reminded me of something. Now, look, you've got owners who are allowed to own up to 5% of a company that operates a sports book, and they never tell us who it is that owns what. But to the extent that the owners are part of the house now, if this helps the house, that's good for them. But there is another provision in the Big Beautiful Bill that, and I don't know anything about tax law, but it's an unfavorable tax rule change as it relates to accounting when you own and when you've purchased a team and what you can do with the different money that you've paid. And apparently it's a negative that might drive down the value, the price tag for some of these teams in the future. And it was in the House version. The owners were asked to lobby their senators to keep it out of the Senate version. I think it made it into the Senate version. But that's another thing. And you're right. It's like walking through your backyard. You don't know whether you're going to find something good, or you don't know whether you're going to step in something your dog left behind. There's also, it's the whole gamut in that Big Beautiful Bill. And it's all driven by the perspective of the person who reads the bill.
You don't have to look at the bill itself, as we're joined by Mike Florio, the editor-in-chief and creator of Pro Football Talk here on Raheemy and Harris, to understand gambling is a thing that affects all sports. And another thing that you wrote just this morning, talking about Malik Beasley and what we're learning about him being a figure who is at the center of an investigation by the FBI because of sports gambling. And we've learned since that he's also being sued for debt, and that he allegedly owes money to a barber, a dentist, just what seems to be a mismanagement of fund. And the reason you wrote about this, Mike, is because all sports gambling and their conflicts and the scandals, they spread across all sports, and the NFL could eventually be looking at something like this.
I've been fascinated by this topic ever since sports wagering became not legal via the Supreme Court, but the Supreme Court opened the floodgates for any and all states to make it legal if they choose to do so. When it becomes normalized, it creates potential traps. And when you have individuals who have pre-existing financial issues, it becomes an easy way, not just through gambling of your own, but through providing inside information. I think there's a whole frontier of problems there that we don't know about. I think that the issue of overs and unders, specifically the unders, we've seen that in basketball, the Jontay Porter situation, people knowing that he was going to fake an illness, not play, bet his unders, and off they go. The NFL has been immune to it so far. I don't know whether it's luck or something else, whether or not the NFL is in a position to get ahead of these problems and solve them before they become a thing. The last thing the NFL needs is a scandal that undermines the integrity of the sport, because that was what the NFL always said when it used to hate gambling. There are quotes from the commissioner that if we have legalized gambling, normal incidents of the game will be interpreted as rigging of the game. Now, oh, it's fine. Oh, it's fine, because they're stuffing their pockets with as much money as they can. I just feel like it's got the potential to explode on the NFL at some point, unless the NFL takes it very seriously and puts the right steps in place to keep guys from getting in the kinds of problems we've seen from players in other sports.
Our segment with Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk is brought to you by almostfreeteeth.com. Save on dental implants today. I want to get back to another aspect of the trade involving the Dolphins, Mike, and that was what happened involving Darren Waller. Comes out of retirement, reportedly, as the tight end to join the Dolphins, because a lot of people here, I think, appropriately wanted to know if somehow that would affect Cole Kmet. And you know as well as anybody that when a new head coach comes in, there's usually some good established talent that the coach might not see a fit. Do you see the Bears making any type of change yet, even though we haven't seen much so far?
Hey, you got a lot of talented skill position players in Chicago, and there's only one football. And when you add Colston Loveland to the tight end room, and Cole Kmet's already there with the second contract, of course you wonder whether or not that's something could be done. And for all we know, there were conversations. But at the end of the day, the Dolphins decided to go cheap, both as it relates to contract and trade compensation, for a guy who didn't play at all in 2024. And frankly, when I saw it yesterday, I had to remind myself of who Darren Waller is. It's another example of how when a guy steps away, a prominent player, when he steps away, the train keeps rolling without him, and it's almost like he never even existed, unless he's a Hall of Famer or somebody who wins Super Bowls. So to me, everything the Dolphins have done this week is a sign of dysfunction, because if you know you have an issue with Jalen Ramsey, you get it resolved and you trade him in March or April. If you know you have an issue with Jonnu Smith, you get him traded in March or April. And at the latest, you do it before the draft, so you can go out there and pick replacements that way. Waiting until late June after the offseason program to take care of business like this with three players, and really four if you throw in Micah Fitzpatrick, two guys now joining the team who were not there at all for the offseason program, two guys who had been part of the team throughout the entire offseason. It is just dysfunctional. And it's textbook definition, because what other team does this?
Oh, I guess the trade partner is pivotal on the acquisition of Rodgers and the addition to the team. While we have some time here, Mike, I also want to ask what the latest is regarding the discussion surrounding the collusion report that you had with Pablo Torre and talking about it last week with us. I know Torre has talked about how the NFL is monitoring his appearances and his media. What is your latest opinion or your latest thought or any other information connected to this where maybe you've had a discussion that you want to share or what we need to know?
Well, I'm just disappointed that people who are paid to cover the NFL, whether globally or specific teams, have just ignored this. And I think a lot of people are operating from a position of fear. I know that agents who are upset with what's happened in both directions. They're upset with the fact that the NFL was colluding, even though they suspected that the NFL colludes. Upset with the NFLPA for not using this as a hammer to gain some leverage in the relationship that should always be acrimonious at some level with management any union setting, they're all, if everything is fine, that means somebody's getting screwed. The agents won't say anything because they're afraid of reprisals. People from the union, players who are active, they're not saying it. Nobody is saying anything. Reporters aren't pushing the story forward. I don't even know that they're trying to. It's just going to wither and die on the vine, because the people who are there to serve the audience, push these stories forward, they haven't done their job. Now, that doesn't mean no one's going to do it. Maybe something's coming. I hope it will. But for now, the story's died down. You know, no news is no news. In this day and age, there's always something else that comes along. And if there's no news, the story goes away and we forget all about it. And I feel like that's where this one's heading.
Yeah, people's rights, though, matter. Even when you play in the NFL and you're millionaires, you still deserve
absolutely
to have the
no.
Rights.
I hate to be resigned to it, but I'm seeing it play out. It's been 8 days, and this is where we are.
Well, we will continue to track it as long as you will, Mike, and I appreciate the continued discussion.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks to Mike Florio, the creator and editor-in-chief of Pro Football Talk, always kind enough to join us here on Rahimi and Harris on The Score. Coming up next, we got to get back to more of what Jed Hoyer had to say, because we noted a pattern, did we not? Earlier, we tried to tell you, and I feel like that pattern only has grown in evidence.
And Jed Hoyer, he has now acknowledged the pattern, but doesn't seem to be as concerned as maybe the rest of us are.
We're concerned. You feel me? We will do more on that next. This is Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Cool. Are you finding that there aren't a lot of teams in full sell mode just yet?
Very few. I think there's teams that are, you know that's a possibility, but I think there's very few teams that at this point are open to that, I guess I would say, yeah.
This is Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score as we get back to a lot of what Jed Hoyer, that man you just heard, had to say before the Cubs beat the Cleveland Guardians yesterday by a score of 5-2. I love, by the way, all of the lines that we've got in the texts on our text chat. I'm sure we got some on our from our Twitch mob too. The compliments of Matt Boyd as the dad. Like, Matt Boyd taught me how to shave. Matt Boyd taught me to call into a sports talk station with a reasonable comment.
Matt Boyd is
the dad who stepped up in all of our lives.
You have to love the Matt Boyd signing, because at a time when they really needed a pitcher to step up, he's done so and gone above and beyond maybe the role that we expected him to have. And because of that, now he gets all the fanfare in the world from this fan base. And I love those types of stories for any sport, any team, when a guy becomes a fan favorite because of his work and dedication and the results, really. The sub-3 ERA, he's doing it.
He is, and it's enjoyable to have fun with sports. You know, like we get to have fun with the discussion. We get to make good inside jokes. And frankly, he's the one who deserves the Charles in Charge song now, doesn't he? I want Charles in charge of me. That's our view of Matt Boyd. But getting back to the piece of it where you hear from Jed Hoyer, I also like confident and more relaxed Jed Hoyer. I don't like having the awkward conversations. We do it because that's our job, and I want to hear from the man.
There's a new boy in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Okay, I had to remember what the Charles in Charge theme song. I'm sorry, I got derailed.
No, I think that's an appropriate thing to think about.
Yeah. No, I'm with you on the Charles in Charge reference. The theme song, you know, I'm really big on theme
Lives
songs.
Lives downstairs and he's understood Stood. Or something.
Robbie, he's it was here an 80s just show, to take Robbie. Good care of
I couldn't
of
be more
me.
Confused.
Like he's one of the family.
That's really Matt Boyd right now,
yeah.
Rather than Charles.
Yeah. Matt Boyd, he's in charge.
Yep.
Robbie, after the show, go to YouTube, look up Charles in Charge, then you'll be in the loop.
Matt Boyd hates when I leave the lights on. He just absolutely hates it.
It was a movement.
Matt Boyd doesn't want you to leave the door open. Are you air conditioning the entire neighborhood?
Exactly. And when I'm driving in my car, he says, you know what? Sometimes it's better to put your windows down because the AC might run a little too, like, might burn your gas a little bit too much.
Matthew Boyd wants you to keep your hands at 10 and 2 on the wheel.
This is going to get back to him, and he's going to be like, what? The man, I do appreciate that Jed Hoyer, for example, is in on a good inside joke. Like, that I do know. I hate it when we have to talk to him, and it's sad, and he does too, but we all do it because that's our jobs. But this is the good part. This is the part where, for example, on MLB Network, what was the headline we just saw, Marshall? It's Jed Hoyer, quote, "We have the resources to do what we need at the deadline." And then there was a wink and finger guns. No, there wasn't, but you get my drift. That's the kind of vibe we're at right now. It's what you want to hear out of a general manager at this time, or a president of baseball ops, if you will.
He sounds so much more confident right now in this moment than he did before the season, knowing that this was going into the final year of his contract. And he was just kind of like, yeah, we went after Alex Bregman. We offered him some stuff.
And let it be known that if this is indeed Jed's last year of his contract and he leaves, good on you for doing it like this. Have the year that you deserve to have. We should all be so lucky.
He did it his way. That's really all you can ask for a guy who's at the end of his rope.
Well, he's doing it his way. Yes, Robbie?
Isn't it crazy that AK apparently has an extension, allegedly has an extension before Jed Hoyer? Like, think about like who deserves an extension, and it is not one of them.
No.
Well, when you
consider the situations and who is in charge of their days and their nights and of their wrongs and their rights.
Yeah, that's not Charles in charge. That's more like Chucky's in charge.
But you know what? Again, I just want the answers. Like, okay, if you could have an unlimited GM contract, what do you want to do? Is this what you want to do? Okay, I'm listening. But I just, you know, we got to compare and contrast it. We'll do so at 12:25. But getting back to confident, more confident sounding Jed Hoyer, we've noticed the pattern of the Cubs struggling against A, aces, and B, left-handed pitchers. It again has reared its ugly head, as we saw last week, for example. Well, Jed Hoyer was asked about this because typically if you struggle against, say, one of those, you're going to see one of those or multiple in the playoffs, which would cause you to not do well in the playoffs. So let's hear what Jed Hoyer had to say about that issue with his team.
I think some of that is who we faced, you know? I mean, it's like one thing to face left-handed starters. Another thing is Gore, Lizardo, Skubal, Valdez. I mean, we faced Libertor. We faced really good left-handed starters, and I think that's part of it. But, yeah, certainly it's a trend that we've talked about, noticed, and we have been more effective against right-handed starters than left-handed starters. And, you know, I think you need to be able to feel like, you know, feel good in any kind of game, any kind of situation. And I think certainly we're a little bit imbalanced in that regard right now. But I do think some is who we faced.
But Jed, you're going to face those guys, aside from perhaps Mackenzie Gore, in the playoffs. And I know Framber Valdez plays for an AL team, but that's a good example of what you're going to face, is it not?
Here's my question. Could you face, I don't know, that guy you mentioned, Jesus Luzardo, in a short playoff series? You absolutely could. What about Robbie Ray from the Giants? Could you face him in a short playoff series? Because you've already faced both those guys, and it did not go well for your team.
Let it be known, I'm still mad Robbie Ray didn't sign with the White Sox after he won the Cy Young and was available. But well, yes, that's the point. And you know what adds to this? And I didn't even think about it until maybe 10 minutes before we did the segment. Is what are we always talking to Craig Counsell about when it comes to playoffs? That's not where he's been able to shine.
I'm not sure that I remember a positive Craig Counsell track record in said playoffs.
Correct, and he's acknowledged it with us on this very station. However, this is something you have to acknowledge. Like, this is a part of how you're going to try to succeed. It's not about just getting there. It's about what happens when you're there.
Let me make this statement about Craig Counsell in the playoffs. While he has not had the success that has been reflective of his regular season success, I do believe he will have the best armed team heading into this postseason of his career.
Yes, I completely agree with you. But when it comes to relative to what you expect when you're facing other well-armed teams, and I say this from a bat standpoint, you need it to feel like it's going to be enough. Because there are going to be days where it's not going to be.
I think they have enough right now to make it to the playoffs. I don't know that they have enough to go very far in the playoffs. And I'm not saying they can't. I'm just saying it seems like one of those things that they can control by getting better between now and July 31st.
Increase your odds, increase your likelihoods.
That's the whole point. It's going to come down a little bit to skill, luck, injuries. All those things will have a factor. But what you do at this point is you try to point the needle as much in your favor as possible between now and the trade deadline.
847, Matt Boyd reminded me to turn off the radio when I called the score. I love that.
And I appreciate that as well. Ray and I appreciate it a lot.
708, Matthew Boyd just hit me in the back of the head for sitting too close to the TV.
Let's listen to what Jed Hoyer had to say about adding a bench hitter at the deadline here on Raheemy and Harris on the score.
Would you like to maybe add a bench guy to the situation?
I think ideally, yeah, of course. I think that's something we've talked about. I do think that, our everyday guys have played really well. You know, we're not really set up for platoons and things like that. You know, that's not really how our roster is set up right now. So I think if we're adding, you know, bench pieces, we're also adding sort of depth, you know, in case of injuries. And in fairness to, our bench guys, in particular Brujan and Birdie, they haven't played that much. It's really hard to go out there and get a bunch of hits when you're not playing that often. So it's a factor, but, you know, certainly I do feel like those guys, it's been hard for them to really get in a rhythm, and our everyday guys have played really well.
So is that the reason why the production hasn't been as consistent as we had seen in months prior to June? Is that what he's saying there? Is that how you take that?
I mean, I if you listen to what they even told us at the beginning of the month, you remember we talked about it with Ian Happ yesterday, is that they knew this was going to be a bear. They were going to be managed differently. They were going to have different combinations of the outfield, different guys rotating through at DH. Your bench was going to be a part of that. But my issue is, are you trusting your bench enough? Because part of it is you don't have faith in your third baseman. You don't. We heard Carter Hawkins talk about it yesterday. It's something that I will get into later this week. But you don't have enough faith in your third baseman. You already platoon first. So your bench is being used in a way that is different than, say, a typical playoff team. I want another bat on that bench. I have talked about Mike Tauchman. I will remain in that discussion with that.
Eugenio Suarez ring any does that give you a little tingle in your heart and spine?
Yes. Let's have the Cubs trade for Eugenio Suarez and Sandy Alcantara and I don't know, some other top of the line starter that you think might be available. In this case, let's go Paul Skenes. Yes, Layla, all of those things sound wonderful.
There's a balance to this. When you talk about what you want to go after, understanding it's a competitive marketplace, and also understanding that you don't want to have nothing left on the farm when you're done making your trades for a one-off. Because let's be clear, as far as we know, this is a one-off. It could be for more years, but without Kyle Tucker, something seems deflating about the idea of 2026, not knowing if he's going to be in the fold.
Absolutely. So this is your go-for-it year. But I think your bench, when it comes to this particular problem, this might be a good solution. Is finding somebody who you think can hit at lefties. Eugenio Suarez, what's weird is we were talking all about the reverse splits with Talkman. And so you have to factor that in with Suarez as well.
Yeah, but he's
just a more consistent and established bat, though. I mean, let's be honest. He's a career starter when it came to the overwhelming portion of his job.
I think the bigger thing with Eugenio Suarez is you could talk about lefty-righty splits all you want, which we did yesterday briefly, talking about he's having a down year versus left-handed pitching, Layla. At the end of the day, he's got 26 bombs, and that's helpful regardless. Also, his career splits look a lot different than when you talk about what he's done against lefties and righties and the fact that he's hitting under 200 against lefties this year. Against left-handed pitching for his career, he's a guy who's hit 255, higher than against righties. He's got an on-base percentage of 355, higher than against righties. And he's slugging 479, higher against lefties than it is against righties. So we talk about the possible moves that could be made heading into the trade deadline here on Raheemy and Harris and understand that there are more options now, because it hasn't narrowed at all, on July 2nd than there will be, say, on July 24th, a week before the deadline.
Correct. And the reason that teams are waiting to make deals is because the sellers are waiting to make deals because they know that the price only goes up for them when they wait closer and closer to the deadline. So what did Jed Hoyer have to say about having enough prospect capital to do some of these deals we discussed?
I think our position playing group is really deep. I think it's fair to say right now, those young players have come up and they're helping us right now. So yeah, I think that it's we're probably like deeper position players than pitchers, but obviously I know we have the talent to make deals. I think that there's no doubt about that. I think ultimately we have to figure out what the price is and what's available. And I think we're just kind of early for that at this point.
It's early. I'm not saying it's not.
He's right.
But it can get late early too. I think that's my overall point with this is it sounds like they're already doing all the work as if they were a week away from the deadline. And that way they're going to be ready to pounce as soon as the seller's named. I don't know if the Diamondbacks are going to be that team, but I'm interested to see what happens over the course of this month when we start defining people like you're a buyer, you're a seller, you're maybe just a retooler in terms of selling a little bit, but also adding a little bit
soft
for the future.
Soft tank, if you will.
Yeah, yeah. I think the reset is also important for a lot of teams who know they have guys who are hurt, such as the Diamondbacks, and they can't do as much as they would like to do this year, but they're not selling the farm for next year. They think they can be right back in this thing next year or maybe in a 2 to 3 year period.
I think typically, too, at this time of year, you know that there is a bat who sets the market, and you don't right now because you don't know which teams want to be sellers yet, and that's what makes this challenging. The Diamondbacks are the best example of that, as we've discussed. Once you know who the teams are who want to make deals, then this all gets clarified. But until then, as Jim Bowden discussed with us yesterday, he was confident Sandy Alcantara is going to get moved. It's just a matter of when. And even that might not happen based on what he said yesterday. He brought up a really good point. We'll get into that point at 1 o'clock here on The Score. And coming up next, Carter Hawkins was... Oh, no, coming up next, it's halftime. My bad.
Yeah,
I was about to forward us an hour.
No, don't do that. Don't do that. I don't want to skip what's coming up. We've done a lot of talk, Layla, about robot umps, right? And the possibility down the road. They're already playing full robot games over in China. And it's kind of like, oh, we're already here?
Do you have a favorite robot that you cheer for?
Well, I'll explain what's going on in China and why you might want to brace yourself for the future that is closer than you think.
Can't wait until that's us. You are listening to Radio Show on Radio Station. Kidding! It's Rahimi and Harris on the Score.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Leila Rahimi, Marshall Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
What time is it?
It's halftime.
Boy, is it halftime. We have now figured out that Matt Boyd is the responsible dad that we need in our baseball lives. I appreciate everybody's fun comments and texts about Matthew Boyd. Like, for example, 708. I just stole Matthew Boyd's 1984 Playboy with Marla Collins on the cover. He steps up. It's what he does. It's why the Cubs were also, in part, able to beat the Guardians by a final at 5-2 in Game 1 of the series. And we discussed what Jed Hoyer had to say in his comments ahead of this homestand and how they relate to the Cubs heading toward the trade deadline. Mike Florio joined us at 11 as well, and we got some decent calls and stuff. It's been a good day.
309. Matt Boyd just pulled the car over because we were fighting in the back seat.
He's going to threaten to turn that car around.
Yeah.
Baseball dad. We love it.
Layla, go ahead. Call me daddy.
Still no vomit.
Who is that?
Ronji.
Is that Ronji? Okay.
And you know why, right? You know what happened?
What happened?
So first of all, we have a mutual friend who calls himself that, and then I think it just seeped over. Shout out to Chris Lafferty. But also,
I thought you were about to say Matt Boyd.
No. But it's because he left the Field of Dreams game early before the TA walk-off. And he's like, that word needs his sleep. And I'm like, first of all, you sleep 95 hours a day. You're basically a cat.
Daddy needs a sleep.
Barf. Secondly, like, of all the times to leave, like, you know what you're getting into when your game has one path of egress and ingress? I don't know.
I appreciate the third person. Anytime somebody goes third person, it's intriguing to me because I'm like, are you really doing that? And it's like, oh, are you comfortable with it? Does it sound awkward? Does it sound like you do this all the time? Those are the questions I have when I hear the third person.
You know, as a loyal wing woman to you all, I don't know if it works for him, but I just know I can't have it in my presence.
Oh, okay.
Vom. Can we get back to Matt Boyd and baseball and better things?
Well, I have something not baseball related before we get to real news.
Oh, yeah. We do have some real news coming up.
The first Robo League robot soccer tournament took place in China, pitting AI-powered teams of robot players against one another in 3v3 matches. The tournament held Saturday in Beijing drew crowds of thousands of curious spectators to watch robots attempt to score goals using strategies determined by AI. Now, I know what you're thinking. Oh, well, you know, they have like Rock'em Sock'em robots. No. These were autonomous. These are not people controlling this. It's just go out there and do your thing.
So you can yell at them is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I don't, did they have names?
Doesn't say that they had names.
What if they had numbers? Were you like, what are you doing for? That was a terrible pass. It's like you have no real brain.
I think they did have numbers because I think they have jerseys on. There's a video on this website I'm looking at right now. This is the first fully autonomous AI robot football match in China. It represents a combination of technological innovation and industrial application, as well as important window for bringing robots into public life and real world scenarios. That's the part that scares me because Skynet, everyone, Skynet.
I know that a lot of you would rather have an artificial woman do this job because that's one you can control.
Wow.
But until that happens, you're stuck with a real one.
Okay.
I am fully aware that they would much rather hear about things from a woman who's not actually real.
That's halftime of halftime. What you got over there?
This is Rahimi and Harris on The Score. And in case you guys were wondering, in the story that was partially gripping our nation, Sean Diddy Combs found not guilty on racketeering and sex trafficking, guilty on two counts of transportation to engage in prostitution. What does that get you? Transportation to engage in prostitution?
I'll tell you this. It doesn't get you as much as racketeering and sex trafficking.
Guys, I just don't know who's actually getting found guilty of racketeering. Like, for example, Mike Madigan was charged with one count of racketeering, but as I understand, he was not found guilty of racketeering. And that had me asking questions. Who's actually guilty of racketeering?
My takeaway from this is that Sean Puff Daddy P. Diddy, whatever you want to call him, Combs, he still got issues because the civil lawsuits are coming like a waterfall.
Well, and one already happened with Cassie Ventura. The headline from Fox News was actually catchy.
What you got?
Diddy beats RICO, comma, found not guilty of racketeering, conspiracy, and sex trafficking. I only know the RICO charge being applied as when somebody is hit with the RICO. Like, if I'm a news reporter, I'm going to say on the air, so-and-so was hit with the RICO. Back to you. You know, like, how else do you say it? Is there, charged with racketeering? No, we're not doing that.
It's interesting. The judge has yet to decide if Combs will be released pending sentencing, so he could actually be out of prison quickly, or jail, excuse me, and not have to do anything until his sentencing.
I think that's federal prison, right?
You're probably right.
A federal RICO can result in a 20-year sentence. The transportation to engage in prostitution charge could carry a sentence up to 10 years. Transportation to engage in prostitution carries a sentence up to 10 years? What if you're driving your friend somewhere? They don't know what you don't know what they're doing? Like, I got a lot of questions about this charge.
Yeah, the Combs thing, I haven't really been paying close attention to it. Because I just...
The details were gory and I stopped.
Yeah.
Like, that's how I was with it. I'm sorry, guys. There's only so much I can deal with on a given basis. I'm studying bat speeds and stuff. I can't handle all that.
And I think 50 Cent has like a documentary coming out about it, or it has dropped or it will drop soon. And
there are several Diddy documentaries out. The 50 Cent one is one of them. A lot of people, a lot of production companies jumped on this opportunity to make the Diddy documentary.
They're already perhaps, out?
Yes, several versions.
Perhaps I'm drawing my line in the sand here. But when 50 Cent, who has been shot how many times, will tell you about snitching on somebody else, I'm listening.
I think I am too.
Was it nine?
Nine what?
How many times 50 was shot?
Yeah, it's nine.
You forget about it. That's not even a big deal anymore because he's been such a successful businessman and entertainer.
Well, he survived. He built a whole production studio.
Yeah.
Like, he's doing big things.
And the point is, when he decides to do something about this...
You're going to tune in, is what you're saying?
100%.
I just want to know who's going to star as Diddy in the made-for-television movie or the actual movie, and will it be Diddy?
That's how you really troll somebody. You really want to get revenge? You cast them in a poor light with an actor. You know, like the comments about the major league GMs who were all like, really, Billy Beane is being played by Brad Pitt?
That's not what he looks like. Is that what you're saying?
That was a point of discussion, because of course it was.
Mm.
So who's guilty of racketeering? That's what I need to know here. What does it take to actually get the RICO?
Not Diddy. That's what I can tell you.
Diddy, not good guy.
That's really what this question comes down to, because it seems like it gets thrown in a lot, but it doesn't actually get found guilty of it. Like, it doesn't actually hit, is the point.
Listen, if your people are strong and they don't testify against you, you can make it out. That's what kind of has been the issue here.
And in the court of public opinion, how do you feel about him now? I don't feel good.
I don't think anybody's really a Diddy fan, although there were supporters all around the courthouse today when that verdict was announced.
Oh, of course there are. I feel like that's a thing, isn't it? Like, people go to the courthouse to, like, observe what's happening. Which, you know, I support. I support open records and that type of deal. But if there's one thing I've learned, it's that the RICO charge is a little more elusive than it may seem as far as actually being found guilty of it. Am I telling people what to do? No. I just want to point that out.
I want to point out that we have more questions not related to Diddy that need to be answered.
Fair enough. We'll get back to sports and not the law next on Raheemy and Harris on The Score.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.